Greetings and salutations and welcome back to Colin's Last Stand right here on YouTube. My name, as usual, is Colin Moriarty. Now, I'm recording this on Father's Day. It's going up the day after Father's Day, but let me take a moment to wish a very happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. My own father, Jerry Moriarty, a fan of the show, was extremely instrumental in making me a politically and historically driven person, as well as giving me some other fine qualities, if I do say so myself. So I want to give my dad a big shout out, all the dads a big shout out there. I think in today's society, fathers get a lot of short shrift, and I don't think it's cool, and I want to give fathers a thumbs up. Today I want to focus on gun violence, specifically gun violence in the United States, and how I feel like the statistics and the furor around gun violence in the United States is actually quite dishonest. But I don't really want to go down a road of trying to necessarily convince you over a 20 or 30 minute video why I feel a certain way about guns and how you feel a certain way about guns might be wrong or whatever. I don't want to go down that road. Instead, all I want to do is I want to present to you a series of statistics and a series of notions and ideas that I think are delivered a little bit unfairly in a loaded sort of way by gun control advocates in the United States or anti-gun advocates in the United States and around the world, to make the problem seem way bigger and way more gratuitous and way more violent in the United States than it actually is. Because I've been to several places around the world. I obviously, because of the internet culture we have today, this globalized 21st century culture, I've had the opportunity to talk to many people from around the world, and there really is this notion by some people, especially people obviously that have never been to the United States, that it's like some sort of fucking Wild West gun show where people are, you know, it's like fucking, you know, Westworld or whatever around here, and it's just not the case. Now, there's no doubt that the United States is a violent culture. There's no doubt that the United States has significant gun violence. There's no doubt that the United States has all sorts of problems that it needs to rectify. My simple question to you is, are guns at the core of the problem, or is there way more to the issue than just guns? I'm not going to say that guns aren't part of the problem at all. What I'm simply suggesting is that guns are looked at as this ultimate villain, and indeed the problem is way deeper and way more nuanced. And with what happened with Representative Steve Scalise and some of the other people that were injured at the congressional baseball practice just a few days ago, I kind of feel like this is a useful video and a timely video, because in the coming days, weeks, and months ahead, as is always the case when a terrible shooting happens in the United States, we're going to be talking about gun control, we're going to be talking about the Second Amendment, we're going to be talking about the intent of the founders, we're going to be talking about gun laws in other countries and all the rest. But still, I'd like to have this conversation and at least pitch to you how I look at these statistics and why I think the problem isn't nearly as bad as people make it out to be. So let's jump on in. So let's start with some statistics. Right now in the United States, according to the Census Bureau's ever-updating information and data, there are about 325 million people in the United States. The Washington Post did some data extrapolation back in late 2015 and discovered that back in 2013, there may have been as many as 357 million guns in the United States of all kinds. So we're talking about pistols and rifles and shotguns and semi-automatic weapons, whatever the case might be. We're talking about a whole glut of weapons, including illegal weapons or illegal style weapons. So you can assume, since that number was in 2013 and today it's 2017, that number might be even closer to 400 million, especially considering that 11 million guns were manufactured within our own borders in 2013. So 11 times 4, 44 million, 44 million plus 357. You see where I'm getting the number from. 400 million guns or so, 325 million people in the United States. So there are more guns than there are people in the US. So that's an important place to begin. Contrasting with that is a University of Chicago study that suggests that even though gun ownership per gun, as it were, is going up, so people have more guns, per capita gun ownership is actually going down, at least by household. In the mid to late 70s, nearly half or around half of all American households had at least one gun, but that number isn't so today. In fact, it's decreased to somewhere around one third of households now own guns. So there are more guns and more people have guns, but households, it seems like, have fewer guns, if that makes any sense. So again, just some statistics to kind of set the table for what we're about to talk about, a little bit of a foundational argument. You can see here from the University of Chicago study that every region of the United States has significant gun ownership, and it slants more towards smaller, kind of off the beaten path metropolitan areas, as well as obviously rural areas. Affluent people are actually more likely to own guns by percentage than poorer people, and all races, white, black, and other, have pretty high gun ownership that eclipses at least 1 in 10, but usually much higher. But getting into the nitty-gritty of where the argument really stems from, it's, of course, gun violence and acts of gun violence in the United States, which, when you look at the numbers just from a base kind of bird's-eye view, as it were, and just see kind of big numbers, you're like, wow, that's a really fucking incredible number. Look at how many people die in the United States every year because of guns. But the numbers are not what they seem. So gun violence in the United States, when it's counted as a cumulative number, is often counted together with gun homicide, gun suicide, and gun accidents. Those are the three major categories. But what if I told you, in fact, that gun violence, acts of gun violence, were dominated by suicides? Between 1999 and 2013, 464,000 people died in the United States due to a gun injury. But nearly 60% of those deaths, nearly two-thirds of them, in fact, were suicide. So when you remove that number, as well as the 2.5% of gun deaths due gun injuries by accident, this leaves still a staggering number, 175,000 gun homicides in 15 years. This is about 11,650 gun deaths on average when you remove suicide and you remove accidents. So 11,560 gun homicides on average in the United States every year from 1999 to 2013. Still a staggeringly high number beyond any doubt in my mind or any doubt in anyone's mind, and certainly well above the average of the industrialized, westernized world. Again, I'm not disputing that at all. What I'm saying is the numbers are spiked for political reasons. So if you extrapolated those numbers, about 1 in 25,000 people in the United States per year from 1999 to 2013 were going to be killed by a gun. But here's where things get a little sticky and a little strange. Because between those same years, you were 21.5 times more likely to die of heart disease, 18.7 times more likely to die from malignant tumors, 2.4 times more likely to die from diabetes, and 2.3 times more likely to die from Alzheimer's. And that counts, by the way, all gun deaths. So again, we were kind of separating homicide from suicide from accidents. If you take all of those numbers, put them all back together, you were literally many times more likely to die from all of those things than from gun death of any kind. Remove, again, suicides, remove accidents, and those numbers become way more pronounced. Suddenly, you're not 21.5 times more likely to die of heart disease, you're more like 45 times more likely to die of heart disease. This same study shows that you were more likely to die from the flu, from traffic accidents, from literally being poisoned by accident or intentionally, than by being killed by a gun, whether suicide, homicide, or by accident. And if you're specifically talking about the flu and you're specifically talking about traffic accidents in comparison to gun violence of all kinds in the United States, you're actually way more likely, not just more likely, you are way more likely to die of the flu than you are to have a gun injury that kills you, whether it's self-inflicted or otherwise. In fact, firearms are the 12th leading cause of death in the United States, and only about 1 in 100 deaths in the United States happen by gun, again, of any kind. So homicide, suicide, accident. So again, just keeping the numbers in context, this is way overblown. So murder still happens at a high rate in the United States, there's no doubt about that, but with or without a gun. In 2014, there were 5,000 murders in the United States that had nothing to do with a gun, out of a total of 14,249 homicides overall. And what's even more interesting is that when you look at violent crime overall in the United States, which has fallen significantly in recent years, from a high a decade or two ago when crime was really kind of getting out of control, especially in the 70s and 80s, but in the 21st century, crime has largely fallen in the United States, but when you look at all violent crimes from like assault to something like rape or obviously murder or anything like that, only 1 in 10 of those acts involve a gun at all. So 9 out of 10 acts of violence in the United States, like felonious violence in the US, have no guns involved at all. And when you take crime as an indicator in the United States and you look at where crimes are committed and how they're committed, you realize that a lot of it is gang-related, whether or not guns are involved. Statistics from the United States government suggest that perhaps 50% or 1 in 2 of all violent crimes are gang-related, and many of those gang-related activities include guns. So when you take those out of the equation, including the overwhelming use of guns by gangs, what you're left with is something that doesn't look quite as convincing. In other words, we have a crime problem in the United States, even though crime is falling, and we have a violence problem in the United States, but it is relegated largely to certain aspects of society and certain places in society, and is well overblown in other aspects of society. Another way that gun control advocates or kind of gun shamers like to skew the argument is by racial terms. indicating that black people are the overwhelming victims of gun crime in the United States, and that's actually true. Black people, considering that they're only about 13% of the American population, are overwhelmingly the victims of violent gun-related crime. But there's, again, way more to it than that. In 2014, more than half of gun deaths in the United States were of black men. But 9 out of 10 of those black gun deaths were perpetrated by other black people. And in fact, white people are killing white people too. About 80% of gun deaths when the victim is white was perpetrated by another white person. So there's a lot of racial crime, but it's actually like race on, like same race on same race, as it were. Black people killing black people, white people killing white people. Actually, if we want to be real, white people are about twice as likely to be killed by a black person with a gun as a black person is likely to be killed by a white person with a gun. Now, I don't really like to get into these kind of racial demagogueries at all. It's not really my style, as you guys know on this show, but I'm simply posing to you that when we look at this through a racial lens and through racial terms, we have to look at it honestly, because there's something, again, askew about the statistics to make it look like it's something that it's not. We also talk a lot about gun violence with police officers. There's no doubt that cops around the United States are getting into a lot more trouble and many more tussles with people that they're dealing with, people that they're policing, which is often leading to these dubious gun deaths, some of which are really heinous and inappropriate, others of which, like we found out in Ferguson, were totally justified and were made into nothing over the media reaction and Black Lives Matter reaction and all of that kind of stuff. But what if I told you that police officers kill twice as many white people with guns every year as they do black people? Because that's true. The next argument has to do with the types of guns. Some people say, like, I have no problem if you have a pistol to protect yourself. I have no problem with you having a pistol and all these kinds of things for self-defense, but you can't have a rifle, you can't have a shotgun, whatever. But wait a minute. Most gun deaths in the United States, and a vast majority of gun violence in the United States, is perpetrated by pistols. 3/4 of gun deaths by homicide in the United States every year are by pistol. Not by shotgun, not by rifle, not by these vaunted assault rifles and all these things that barely exist in our society, but by pistols. The pistols that more moderate or kind of realistic gun control advocates talk about how they have no problem with people having. Well, those are the guns that are being used in a vast majority of gun crimes. In fact, gun violence is so unlikely in the United States and so rare in the United States when a pistol isn't involved that you are literally more likely to be bludgeoned with a baseball bat and murdered than to be killed by a gun that isn't a pistol. You are more likely to be punched and kicked to death than you are to be killed by a gun that isn't a pistol in the United States. And you are more likely to be stabbed and sliced and diced to death by a large margin than you are to be killed with a gun that isn't a pistol in the United States. That's just reality. Those are just statistics. And by the way, those are statistics from the FBI. But people talk about mass shootings, and what about the mass shootings that are happening in the United States, these out-of-control mass shootings? Well, mass shootings are extremely rare in the United States. They're often overblown in terms of the way that they're described, especially when assault rifles or even semi-assault rifles and semi-assault weapons are involved. Out of all gun homicides in the United States, only 1 in 50 is because of an assault-style weapon, and actually only 1 in 100 gun injuries is because of an assault-style weapon. So again, we're attacking problems that don't quite exist in the mainstream when we're talking about gun violence in the United States. As I wrap up the video, I don't want to get too caught up in, again, what's going on in other parts of the world. And I also don't really want to get too caught up in the Second Amendment itself, because the Second Amendment isn't only clear as the day is long, but the Supreme Court has time and time and time and time again, including as of last year, reaffirmed the right of American citizens to have firearms. In fact, one of the really interesting cases from recent memory is Catano versus Massachusetts from 2016, which ensures ownership, quote, to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding, end quote. In other words, what they're saying is that this very tired Second Amendment argument that the founders couldn't have possibly anticipated that we had these high capacity magazines and these semi-assault weapons and all these kinds of things, doesn't matter. The Supreme Court has made it very clear that the founders' intent was still there. And of course, we can go through all the founders' quotes from the time as well if we really want to see just how they felt about an armed population and an armed militia. But I really do feel like that is a separate and second video that I will do another time about the Second Amendment itself. What I really wanted this video to be all about, however, was just the statistics and just the base and raw numbers of gun violence in the United States. So when you have an argument with a person the next time, no matter what side of the fence you might find yourself on, that you at least have honest and real numbers to deal with. I respect and appreciate that other countries around the world don't have the traditions that we have in the United States and that they have their own traditions. And frankly, when I hear people like talking about Australia or even Australians talking about how in the 90s, the government asked them to give their guns back and they did, and they say that like it's a source of pride, I think that's a source of great embarrassment that the government would ask you to do something like that and you would actually comply. Nonetheless, I respect that that's something you guys want to do. But here in the United States, we have a tradition. We have the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. And we have a long-standing tradition of being armed. And in fact, the United States isn't the wild, wild west. Because as I think I made pretty clear without saying explicitly, a country of 325 million people with 400 million guns, having something like 10 or 15,000 gun deaths a year by homicide, is actually an excruciatingly small number when you consider what could happen. And I know people don't like to look at things through that lens because it seems very callous, but it's true. It's true. We have deeper problems in the United States than our guns. I know that it's an old saying and a tired saying, but guns don't kill people. People kill people. And by blaming the object, the gun, you're removing the agency of the people that do these crimes or that hurt themselves as well or commit accidents. A gun just sits there. It's just going to sit there if you have it. It needs to be loaded. You need to buy it. You need to buy bullets and you need to aim it and you need to shoot it. That requires a person. So I'm sick of everyone blaming guns for the problem. Take some responsibility for yourselves. And we as Americans have to take some responsibility for all the ancillary and extraneous things that surround gun violence that causes this sort of violent culture to persist. Anyway, I'm curious what you guys think. The numbers are pretty much indisputable, but I'm interested to see what you think of their interpretation and what you think about gun violence, of course, generally in the United States, and whether you think it's overblown or not, because I personally think that it is. I'm a 32-year-old man. I've lived in the United States my whole life. I've been around guns, I've shot guns, I know plenty of people that own guns, and the gun violence epidemic that we're apparently learning about and hearing about all the time simply doesn't exist. Anyway, I appreciate your time. I hope you are all doing very well out there. Thank you so much for being here with me on YouTube, subscribing, thumbing up the video, or thumbing it down if you don't like it. I respect that. I'd love for you to do that. Share it with friends and family. Let them know what's up. If you want to support me on Patreon at patreon.com/collinslaststand, I would very much appreciate that. And of course, your feedback is always very welcome. I'll be down there in the comments with you guys for a little while to chat, and I will see you next time for more Collins Last Stand. Keep on learning.